I'm going to go with my scripture tonight. It's in Psalms, chapter 37. Start with verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. You know, whatever's going on in our life, you know, we face many different things. Many different things come our way.
Right.
But he'll bring them to pass, whatever it is. You know, if it's troubling, pray about it. Just keep praying. He'll bring it to pass. And I'm just so thankful that we serve a God that's able to do those things for us, you know. To ease our mind and help us through all things. I'm just so glad I can be here. I just want to thank you for allowing me to be up here just to read a few verses that may encourage somebody and may help somebody along the way. Does anyone have anything on their heart tonight?
Lord, good, ain't it? Sammy read that scripture right there. I had my bunch of stuff in there and just turned right to it. But you know, it's just the way the Lord sets it up. And trust in him, he'll feed you. And he said, commit unto him, and he'll bring all these things to pass. But the very next verse in chapter 6 says, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. This too shall pass. And it came to pass, and it came to pass, and it came to pass. And we just try our best to listen and look to God and trust in him. And be not to our own understanding, but acknowledge him in all of our ways. He said he'd direct our path. Turn your Bible tonight, if you will, over to the book of 2 Corinthians. Tonight, I'm going to read a couple of verses of scripture. Second Corinthians, chapter number 4. Seem like the Lord, the message tonight is he'll feed us, and he'll lead us, and he'll guide us, and he'll bring things to pass, whatever situation and circumstance you're in, and he'll make the light of life brighter in your life through the things that we go through. You know, a testimony is not only how we overcome, a testimony is testifying of that you've been through, or that you're going through. But anyway, tonight in the 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, I want to read two verses tonight. Start reading verse number 3. Here's that but again. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded their minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. You may be seated tonight. And Paul's telling the church here at Corinth, talking about the ministry that we have, and that we receive it, and we don't faint along the way. But we thank you, brother. But we look to God, and let our life be a witness of those out there that are blinded. The God of this world has blinded them, that they can't see the truth, can't see the Word of God. But he goes to say right here, he said, unless the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Turn with me now to Ephesians chapter number 5. Ephesians chapter number 5. Just share a couple verses right here, and then we're going to go to our text tonight. Ephesians chapter number 5. Here at the church at Ephesus, we want to start reading here at verse number 9. He said, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame to even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Now think about that tonight. Paul said to the church at Corinth, he said, now we can't hide the gospel. I mean, he said, if we hide it, he said that those that are been blinded by the devil and blinded by darkness, which represents sin, represents darkness. He said, maybe if our gospel's hid, at those that are blinded, maybe if you look, maybe they won't have a chance. They won't have the opportunity like me and you had, because somewhere down the road, somebody shared the gospel with us. Somebody shined the light on us. Somebody shined the light into the darkness of our lives. And Paul tells the church here we just read at Ephesus, he said now that the fruits of righteousness and the fruit of the Spirit is, he said, in all goodness and righteousness and in truth. He said, proving what is acceptable unto God or what is pleasing unto God, and have no fellowship with those that are in darkness. So that tells me tonight that when he said, come out from among the world and be a separate people, he said to be around like-minded people, be around people that are children of the light. He said, and don't have no part of their works or their evilness. And he goes on to say, he said, if you talk about it, he said that ain't pleasing to God. He goes on to say that it's wrong for us. It's a shame for us to even talk about the things that people do in darkness and have our conversation that way. But our conversation ought to be heavenly. Our conversation ought to be that manifests light in our life. That the Bible said that manifest is light. So I believe tonight you can look out yonder, and I know that we see a lot of sin, a lot of darkness out there, and it ought to make a light go off in us and realize to us that we don't need to be around it. We don't need to be partakers of it. And goes on to say, hey, don't let your life and your light of the glorious gospel that's appeared unto us. He said, this let her shine. Let the word of God be a reflection in your life. Just like I've heard Buford say, when the old man was doing the silver, the gold, and whatever it might be, the precious metals, when you bring them, you put a fire under that, and it brings all the infirmities to the top and out of it. He said, when do you know it's right? He said, when I can see my face in it. When we can see our face, when we can see our life that's in the Lord, that we can shine our light to those that are out there groping in darkness. And now turn with me to Isaiah, the scripture tonight. I believe the Lord gave me this today, earlier in the day, Isaiah. But when you get in this old book, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It did reference here and reference there. But I'll tell you what it all represents tonight, beloved. It represents light and it represents darkness. I told the youngs in Sunday school this morning, the sun, when God made the sun, the S-U-N, being the greater light, and the moon being the lesser light, I believe you can bleed it right over to the Son of God. And for that lesser light being the shadow of things to come and not the very image. Thank God tonight we are the image of Christ and the image of God. We are ambassadors. Somebody representing another place and another kingdom. And I'm glad tonight along the way there's things in my life and things in yours that manifest and that lets us see the light of the truth of the Word of God that makes us a better Christian and a better people. Now let's go tonight and let's look into this and see the opportunity that we've got right here. Without a vision, the Bible said we'll perish. I still believe tonight the best is yet to come. I know when we get to heaven, certainly the best is yet to come. And I can't hardly talk about heaven without talking about the Queen of Sheba. She went down there in her own country one day, and Solomon built a temple, and she went up there, and boy, it just behooved her. And you know, she looked at everything there, the servants, their apparel, everything. And you know what she said to Solomon? She said, I heard about it down in my own country, but the half has not been told. I believe the best is yet to come. And thank God tonight, without a vision, you'll perish. I know there's darkness around us, but I'll tell you what tonight, when the light's turned on, the darkness will have to go. They don't mix. Turn the light off in here. If the power went out at 2 o'clock in the morning, it'd be totally dark up and down the street and everywhere. But when the Lord said, let there be light, and there was light, I tell you what on. What happened? There was a lot of things that was manifest when God turned the light on. Isaiah chapter number 60. I want you to look at this right here. What happens if our gospel's not hid? Look here, what happens if those that are out there groping in darkness and God begins to manifest himself to them through God knows what he'll show up in. I don't know what the Lord will use to bring a light to that lost man, woman, boy, or girl, but I'll assure you, down the road, down the life, God will manifest himself unto people, and he does it through the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. There's somebody out there that looks at a light bulb, and all of a sudden that light bulb is burned out. Surely if they know anything about God, they'll say, I remember when my light was just shining, and it's out now. What makes manifest? It is light, guys. And as the children of God, what an opportunity we've got to let the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ shine in other people's lives. If they say, you've heard this, and I believe it. In a lot of places, you're the only gospel they'll ever hear, they'll ever see. So how are we representing ourselves as a child of God? Isaiah 60, verse 1. He said, arise, arise, shine. If you look at this book right here, and look what a message in 52 leading up, awake, awake. Then who's going to believe our report? Sing, ye barren, that you've not barren. Who's thirsty, let him come after the water. Keep judgment and do justice and salvation. It will come near. Cry aloud and spare not. And the Lord's hand's not short that he can't reach down. And then about that time right here in 60, he said, hey, it's time to arise. It's time to arise. And not only rise, but it's time to shine. He said, for the light is come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. He said, how tonight? And he said, who's going to believe our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed to? I'll tell you who it is. It's them that'll believe the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. I'll never forget this. Years ago, an old man told me, he said, preacher, when you get behind the pulpit, it don't matter if you're preaching about Noah. It don't matter if you're preaching about the beast out of the sea. He said, you better tie Jesus in there somewhere, because it's all about the gospel and the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. He said, arise and shine. Why is that? He said, for the what? He said, for thy light is come. Hey, out there tonight, I'm glad he shined it on me one day. I mean, maybe he didn't shine it on this and at that day. Maybe he wasn't shining on that and that day. But thank God he shined it on me one day. And when the glory of God, the light of the gospel, shined on me, you know what happened? I began to arise. Think about this tonight. I think about Paul told the church the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Then he goes on and says, the God of this world has blinded their mind What he's just saying is, there is a light. There is a light that'll outshine. Paul said on the road to Damascus, he said, there was a light so bright it blinded me, and it took me down to the earth. I mean, there is a time in our life when we see things and we recognize God's in the arrangements and God is in the picture. If we had acknowledge the light, don't have no part of the deeds of the darkness, the ways of evil. He said, arise and shine, for the glorious, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. And now think about this. Look at this verse 2. You think this ain't a gospel message tied in over there to Ephesians and Corinthians and Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts, Romans, on and on and on. It's a glorious gospel. That's all it's ever been about. God and God's Son, let us make man in our likeness and our image. And even though brother man turned away and God backslid and fell away from God and tried to hide from him, and God made a way in the garden, and God made a way, brother, in the flood, and God made a way in the wilderness, and God made a way in the judges and the kings and the Quran, and on and on and on. And God's always made a way for man, and the only way it is turn to the light. Look here. He's now talking about the glory, the glory, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. What does glory mean? It means there's something, there's a glow about it. There's a difference about it. It'll change your countenance. It'll change everything about you when the glory of the light of the gospel shines in your heart. Look right here what happens to in verse number 2. He said, For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Hey, tonight, the Lord's telling us right here, the world's dark and the gross dark. He said, but my light's going to shine on your life. He said, my gospel's going to make a difference in your life. My word's going to make a difference in your life. And you'll arise and you'll stand up and you'll arise and be accounted among the living. Why? Is that? It's because it's our responsibility to let the glory of God in the reflection of Christ in our lives be shown in this dark world that we live in. You're looking at me like I'm a stranger tonight. Like I'm preaching out of some kind of different Bible. He said, behold, the darkness shines for food. Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Now verse 3, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Say, look here, guys, Gentiles, a people with no name, people that are lost without God. He said, because of our light and our brightness, he said, they're going to come to you. You know what brought me to the Lord? People letting their light shine. People inviting my wife to church. And the reflection off of that brought me into the house of God. He said, I believe tonight, I believe God can get big. I believe God can set us in a large place. He can grow the church. I'm talking about from within. And when God begins to grow the church and the light begin to shine and show out and to outshine and show those out there that's groping in darkness, he said, the Gentiles will come to thy light. In verse number 4, he said, lift up thine eyes round about and see all they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy son shall come from far. from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. He said, then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because of the abundance of the sea, or the people shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of the camels shall cover thee. And the Domdars and the Medians, Ephraim, and all they shall from Sheba shall come. And they shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. He said, and all the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on the altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Hey, tonight, listen, I believe tonight, if we'll let our light shine, so before men, and they'll see our good works and glorify the Father. There's a lot out there tonight, boys and girls, that the devil's got their minds blind. They ain't seeing right. But thank God tonight for the hope of the Word of God. Somebody said, preacher, what are you going to do? I ain't going to do nothing. I'm just going to let the light shine on the darkness and let God bring it to pass. And I believe tonight with all of my heart, like Paul said yonder when he was on the road with the letters in his hand, hey, the light got a hold of me one day, and boy, it blinded me. And the old song says, the blinder I get, the better I see. What do you mean? The blinder I get to the things of this world, the glory of God shines in our lives. We are a reflection of the Son of God. And we are the one that goes out there in darkness is awaiting on the invitation and the prayers and so on. And thank God tonight, if we'll believe God and put our faith and trust in God, He'll enlarge us and our light shine brighter and brighter and brighter, even more as you see the day approaching. You know, people say it's dark. A lot of sin. We preachers want to preach again everything. But I'll tell you, it represents darkness. The only thing that'll overcome darkness is light. I've listened. I've done her time and time again, Mark. I've went down the old 100 hall up there and in behind the nursing station, going through little old rooms to get in that back room, get in that little old bitty bathroom back there at the commode and the sink. Ain't hardly big enough to kick a cat, but you can turn the light off and it's total darkness. And I've done it time and time again. I'll turn that light off and I'll think about, Lord God, how dark it really is. I mean, you can't see your hand in front of your face. I flip the switch on, and boy, you can see everything illuminated. Everything you can see. That's the way our lives are, guys. They ain't nothing hid that won't be made manifest as a child of God. You can't hide from God. You can't hide nothing from God. When the light comes on, you know what'll happen? You'll be like Adam. You'll want to sow a leaf around you to hide from God. But it ain't going to work, beloved. The only way we can do is when the light comes on, run to it. And thank God tonight we've got the light of the good news of the gospel still preaching some 2,000 years later. The greatest story that's ever been told. What is that story? The story is the rise of the glory of God has shined on us, and the Gentiles is coming in, and the camels and all the stuff they can bring with it. Thank God tonight, when we all flow together, the light's going to get bigger. I can about tell you tonight, Ruby and Patsy and them down at the coast, I just about guarantee you one of them, if not all of them, had said something about the church and where they go. How they love the Lord, and hope they ain't down there talking about me. I don't believe they are, though. But what I'm saying is, it don't matter where you go, your light will shine. It'll make a difference in people's lives. I've been married a long time now. But Paul, my brother-in-law, loved him to death. He lost it all on high winds. But right here, what he said a few years ago, he said, "I can't believe it, Paul." He said, "I ain't nothing on me." He said, "I'm proud of you and you and my little sister. I'd have never thought." Hey, but I can tell you where we have both come from. It was as dark as hell itself. But he said, "I can't believe it." I said, "You can if you want to." Hey, tonight, it don't matter where you go, what you do. God can make a difference in your life, and it'll shine out there somewhere. I don't know why it come to me tonight. I remember going through Cincinnati, Ohio one time, and I heard of a boy. He would have gone south, a backslid son. Daddy was a preacher. He called me on the radio, and he said, "Preacher, is that you?" I said, "Yeah." And we converted. I said, "Go up yonder." We went up to 25 or something and began to talk on the CB, and we went a little bit far apart. I said, "Buddy, I'll see you. I love you. Hey, your daddy loves you. The Lord loves you." And I reached over to turn it back to 19. And there was a voice come on there and said, "Are you a preacher?" And Lord God, I felt every hair on me stand up. And you know what I said? I said, "I'd like to be." He said, "I'm going to talk to you a minute." I said, "What's going on? Which way you headed?" He said, I'm at the 23-mile marker going north. I said, "I'm at the 24 going north." He said, "Can I talk to you?" I said, "I'm off the exit," and jumped off the exit of 24. And here he rolled in right behind me, and come walking up beside the trailer, tears walking down and running down his face. He said, "I'm backslid. Will you pray with me out here?" Hey, out there in Cincinnati, Ohio. And we got down beside that trailer. That old boy repented and got things right with God. I didn't know tonight what God was doing, but it don't matter where you're at. And the light of the gospel will shine if you'll let it. I've often wondered about that boy. How he's doing. I hope he's a preaching somewhere, if that was his calling. If not that, I hope he's a testifying and telling how good God is and what God can do in your life. Guys, it don't make no difference. Listen, it wasn't about the circumstance of my life at that time. I don't know what was going on in my life right then, but I'd say, as I trying to preach the word of God and preaching revivals and everything else, I'd say I was probably about halfway in a storm, halfway aggravated and everything else. I mean, you know how man is. But anyway, here are you a preacher. And boy, God said, "Hey, you better be. Hey, you better tell him about the light." And thank God tonight, guys, the glory of the God, of the gospel of Jesus Christ, it can shine in darkness no matter where you're at. I was at the nursing home one day, like we'd done it 100 times, and I wondered how many times it was for show. They said, "Will you pray for me?" "Yeah, I'll pray for you." "Will you pray for me?" "Yeah, I'll pray for you." You know what I'm talking about. Don't sit there and let them like you ain't never done nothing like that. Tell people you're going to pray for them, then not. I mean, but anyway, told a woman up there one day, she said, "Pray for me." And I said, "I will." And I took about 4 steps. God stuck my feet to the ground. He said, "You going to pray for her or not?" I turned around, got her by the hand. We got to nail, we knelt down outside that wheelchair out there. I don't know who I'm going tonight, what am I doing? But we knelt down out there beside that wheelchair and got to praying. And boy, she got to rejoicing in the Lord. And later on that day, you know what they done? Had some of them playing pee-pie. And they said, "We seen you out there. Something got a hold of me." What was it? It was manifestation of the light, guys. It don't matter where you are, what you're doing. God can use you to shine the light of those that are groping in darkness. And when we lose that focus and lose that vision, we need to repent and get things fixed up. We've all got troubles. We've all got sorrows. And sometimes worse, sometimes better. But there's always something trying to get our mind off of the truth, off of the gospel. And there's a season for everything. I realize that. But when I'm down low, when I'm down yonder in the valley, you know what I'm doing? I'm looking for that lily. Hey, but you know why I am? Because I read, "He's the lily of the valley." Or when I'm on the mountain, when I'm out there in the dark night and the sky's clear, you know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for that bride in the morning star. Hey, out there tonight, whatever's dark in your life, let the light of the glory of God shine on it. And boy, when he illuminates it and brings it out, he'll bring it to pass, boys. Jesus, listen, read all through the Word of God. He is light. He said, I'm the light now. But when I leave, he said, you're going to be the light. And you'll do greater things than I've done because I go to my Father. I ain't really figured that out yet. But I know what the Holy Ghost is and what the Holy Ghost to do. Jesus, I could be at one place at one time when he was here. But he's everywhere now, guys. And thank God tonight, whatever's dark, he can make it manifest in the light. You know, listen. I've thought about that 3.5 year ministry here. And coming to down here, I ain't even worried if you come to my house, but you just speak the word. Listen, he didn't have to go there, did he? He just spoke the word. Jesus, he can do a lot in our life if we just let him. But I just learned to realize what light is and what darkness is. You know the difference. I believe the glory of God would be a brighter light and a bigger shine at the church. We stopped at Mama's there. Let me tell this. Johnny's wife, Charlotte, been through a storm. Cancer and took a lot of her stuff off, and she's doing good. And her grandchildren from Florida come up. They've had them for 7 weeks. And that little bitty one, 6 years old. Told Papaw, said, Johnny, can I go to church with you tonight? Said, I want to thank the people down there. And she said, little old youngin' went to church that night, and Johnny opened up. And he said, honey, you want to go with me? She said, yeah. She walked up there and got behind Johnny. Johnny welcomed everybody out and done what you know how we do. And he said, what was her name? Huh? Chloe said, Chloe wants to say something to you. Little six-year-old come out here and said, church, I just want to thank you. I've enjoyed Bible school, and I've enjoyed being here, and I learned that Jesus loves me, and I love youngs too, and I just want to thank you. I'm going back to tomorrow, but I just want to come tonight and tell you, I love youngs and thank you for everything. The little thing went over and sat back down. Johnny sat down. And Don got up and he said, well, I guess the six-year-old had the message tonight. What is that? Being thankful, being grateful for the love of God and the light of the glory. It'll make you pray for your enemies. It'll make you pray for them that's baffling you. Pray God. It'll replace hatred with love. It'll replace darkness with light. You know what that is? It's the glorious gospel. And he said, who's going to believe the report? He said, I'll tell you who. He said, them that'll get up and say, praise God, the light shined in my life. The light, it'll do a lot of things. Well, now listen, a lot of people, the Bible teaches that a lot of people won't come to the light because their deeds are evil. Men steal and drunken and all that stuff in the dark think they're hid. Somewhere out there, you can't tell me, because I've been there. Out there in this world's darkness and sin, alcoholic and everything else. But somewhere down the line, about every bottle, about every case, about everything I got into, somewhere there was a light that reminded me of the raisins, of the good ways of God. And finally, one day, about 30 years ago, or however long it's been my life, I come to the light, praise God, and got out of darkness. It don't matter where you go, there'll be something that'll manifest light in your life. And that manifestation is truth. You know what'll happen? You'll come to it, and you'll run from it. Jesus said, be not afraid, it's me. It's just the light. There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's sea. You know what that lighthouse is? That's God. That's his Son. that overlooks that sea. You know what that sea is? That's the people's. He's looking over his people, ain't he? He's just shining the light. He is our light. He is the reason that I can say he is the light of my life. Because he shines the way for me. And I don't want to get lost in darkness. Me, go back to where it's dark. I want to stay where the light's on, don't you? I don't know why, but I remember a time I went to a residence room, worked there overnight, coming in there for something. Light was on when I went in his room. I started leaving. I said, "Brother, you want me to turn the light off?" He said, "No." He said, "I'm afraid of the dark." I never forgot that. I don't know about you, but I'm afraid of the dark too. But I reverence the light. He take care of the dark in my life. I just stay where the light's at. We had an old lantern when I was growing up. Mama would get aggravated and she said, "Don't turn that so high. You'll smoke that globe." And she'd turn that thing down where it's right. She'd take that globe off her. Notice, she'd start on the inside. She'd clean the inside first. Ain't that what God does? He cleans the inside first. And we begin to take care of things on the outside, don't we? You know what that means? Glorious gospel has appeared to you. And when God's light appears to you, He'll change you. He'll do something to you. It'll cause you to want to invite people to see the light. See the light. The old song says, "We're getting closer to home. I see the lights on the shore." I know I'm getting closer. 61-year-old here, not long. It don't seem like it was yesterday when I come to the Lord when I was 30. It don't seem like from that point back till I was 16 when I went AWOL. A lot of years went by. Thank God one day I saw the light. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Amen. Make that sound. Man, write a song like that and leave the world like it did. You never know, do you? This light that I'm talking about, guys, it don't never go out. Now, we can flicker and flutter, but He's always bright. He's the same, ain't he? Let's stand to our feet tonight. I hope I said something to be a help to you and a blessing to you. I'm glad the light shined on me one day. You know, when it did, it embarrassed me and it humiliated me and it convicted me. But when it drawed me to it like that, and I realized what it was doing, it made me feel better. Because I know that all my sins is gone. You know what done that? The light. The glorious gospel. Paul said, the glorious gospel. I don't know if I'll ever get to meet that little 138-pound preacher or not. I mean, you know, in that realm, that way. I just like to shake his hand. Thank Him for what He done for me. Not only Jesus, He done everything. But the old Apostle Paul, he went through a lot so we could have what we've got. Big picture, ain't it? Anybody got anything before we dismiss? I just feel like bragging on the light. Brother Gene dismisses, will you?